What is your full name?
Javier Angel Velasquez.
How did you get that name?
Well, my father had a brother who died at a young age, around 4, had cancer or something. And if he ever had a son, wanted to name him after his brother. So I got the name Javier. And I was born on the Day of the Angels, according to the Catholic calendar. So that's why they gave me the middle name, Angel.
You grew up in a family who only spoke Spanish. So when you started school, you had to learn English.
Yes.
What was it like?
It wasn't as bad as you might think. You know, little kids can absorb languages pretty quickly. And I already had some sense of what English was like. But also, the school that I went to was about like 95% Hispanic, Latino. And so everyone coming in to kindergarten was pretty much in the same boat as I was in. They taught us how to read first in Spanish, and then they taught us in English, and then it was English after that. So by the time that I was in first grade, I was learning in pure English. And it was something that they did for everybody.
What was the scariest thing that ever happened to you?
Two very scary things happened to me. I broke plenty of bones, and when I was 4, I jumped out of a tree with a broom in my mouth, and that was pretty scary. I pretty much destroyed the roof of my mouth, and then I got hit by a car and broke my left leg, and I was out of school. And that was pretty bad too, because that's the most pain I've ever felt. But also, when I went from 4th grade to 5th grade, moving to another school triggered something. I would call it a depression, but then it more accurately could be described as anxiety. One of my teachers, my 4th grade teacher, she said, you know, you're being held back here. It's not fair to you that the other students are holding you back. And so she convinced me, you know, she said, hey, you know, you can go to school. Everyone is like you. So I convinced my mom, and then they signed all the papers, and off I went. And I was actually very excited. But then, it was one of those, be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. Well, it was pretty tough. It was no longer easy for me to shine. And I always wanted to play. I mean, I was a kid. And once I started in those gifted schools, I couldn't spend the same amount of time that I was being a kid. And I had that conscience, you know, that responsibility to my schooling, especially since my parents only went to the 6th grade. They were constantly, you know, say things like, oh, education is pure gold, it's better than gold. It's very important, your education is very important. And it's like, we couldn't finish our education, but you're going to be able to. And so I felt like this great responsibility to not let them down.
Would you say that that's the best advice your parents ever gave you?
Yeah, that definitely ranks up there. I mean, they were both definitely in agreement with that, because I can't really think of anything else that would have been more important to them.
So you have an older sister and a younger sister, and you share a birthday with your older sister. Tell me about that.
I was born on my older sister's 3rd birthday. Mm-hmm. So the legend goes that my mom bent down to get cake mix to make a birthday cake, and that's when she went into labor with me. So my older sister, when she saw me, you know, they're trying to say, oh, well, you know, yeah, you didn't get a birthday cake, you didn't get a birthday party, but this is your present. The best present that you can have is this little brother. So she said, oh, throw that bald-headed monstrosity into the trash, you know. This happened one time where, when in one of our birthday parties, there was a family that came over, and they had a gift, but it was for my older sister. And they had forgotten to get one for me. And I said, well, what about me? And they're like, what, it's your birthday too? So I remember feeling, I think I felt a little bad, but not so much. And then my younger sister came around, and it was cool, like, you know, having her around and playing and stuff. And yeah, it was nice. You know, we would constantly drop her. We were holding her, and then she'd slip and fall on her head and faint. But other than that, it was nice.